When Samuel was a boy, he was living with Eli the priest. And one evening, Samuel heard a voice calling him. So he went to Eli and said, "Here I am." Three times Samuel heard the voice until Eli finally discerned it was actually God calling Samuel. So Eli said to Samuel, "The next time you hear the voice, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" And that's exactly what Samuel did. He listened, and God sent him a word of bad news for the house of Eli. He sent a word of judgment. You see, Eli's sons were blaspheming God, and Eli was doing nothing about it. So the Lord tells Samuel that the house of Eli was cursed and would not be restored. Well, of course, Eli wanted to know what the Lord had to say to Samuel, but Samuel was afraid to tell him. Eli said, "Samuel, tell me everything. Do not hide it from me." So Samuel told him everything he had heard from the Lord. Samuel was brave, and he spoke truth. When God asks us to do something for his kingdom, it may not be received with gladness from everyone that we know and love. We must remember that our allegiance is to God. We serve him and him alone. We can look at the life of Samuel and see that he did the hard thing in obeying God. We can also see that God blessed him throughout his life and he used him to accomplish his will. God wants to use you too. He is seeking a servant who will obey him in all things. So the next time you feel an urging in your spirit that God is speaking to you, be ready to obey. Respond as Samuel did and say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."